I'm Tim Aaron McElrath. I live in Okoboji, Iowa.
You're a retired art professor from Iowa State University.
I am.
And you retired to Okoboji.
Yes, I did.
You've always had a connection to that area.
I have. I'm a lake brat.
I
grew up as a lake brat in Racine, Wisconsin, and my parents always had a summer home in Door County. So I grew up always being by water. So
what do you like about water?
I don't know. It relaxes me. It's very calming.
Is there something?
I don't particularly have any huge desires to be in it. I'm more like being on it than in it.
Okay, so you're not an open water swimmer. Or
no.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Gorgeous.
And does it inspire your artwork?
It does.
And how so?
Well, I think there are many times when I go down and sit near the water and work and actually do my work. So I think just the whole atmosphere of being by the water is a part of who I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the road trip itself. It's highlighting not only the art, but the different geographical regions of Iowa that inspires that art.
Correct. The idea is we would like to get people to take the road trip. Get in your car and drive around Northwest Iowa and just enjoy that. That weekend, hopefully, is going to be right in the midst of all the color. And we always hope and pray that there are still leaves on the trees and that it's beautiful. Because Northwest Iowa is absolutely spectacular in the fall.
It is. It's a gorgeous area.
It just blows me away how beautiful it is.
And is your studio tucked away?
Unfortunately, my studio would not be very accessible to most people because it's on the second floor in a bedroom in the back in a place that's not handicap accessible. So,
in fact, you haven't been able to get there for years.
Right. Once I get there, I don't want to leave. So it's not. Wouldn't be a very good public thing. You know? So. For me, it works much better being at the Pearson Lakes Art Center.
Okay, so your artwork will be...
I will be there, yep.
And yep. The people will come and they will talk
Correct.
To you.
Correct.
Your own work is in textile arts.
Correct. Everything that I do in one way or another is going to have fiber connected to it. It always has. I've been a fiber artist my whole life.
And why did you? Why is that the medium that you continue to use? Do you know?
I think there's something so very tactile about it. I'm an incredibly tactile person. I love touching things.
Does that get you in trouble?
It has. In the past, it has. At
they
times.
Ban you from museums.
Right. Well, I've had my hands slapped many times by museum guards where I just can't resist having to touch something. I think there's just, I just love that tactile quality about fabric. I think I always have. Mm-hmm. And as a graduate student, I was blessed to have a major professor, who just forced me to explore all kinds of things. And crocheting happened to be one of my assignments. Because I looked at doilies and I thought, oh my God, I have no interest in doilies at all. But crocheting is a single element process opposed to knitting, which is two elements at a time.
Yes.
So I treat crocheting as simply drawing with thread. So that's what my work is all about. And it's all about tension because I will crochet a line all the way across a piece and then I move away from that. And as I move away from that, I'm changing the size of my stitches constantly. Mm-hmm. And then as they move away, they stretch and open up so that you'll suddenly, what might be very tight when I begin will open up and spread, then you'll get to see what's underneath.
So it reveals its shape.
It does. So I study the cloth before I start, and then I've chosen yarn that's going to work with that, and then I have to stop and think, all right, if I go here, as I move away from that, this is going to start to show through.
Mm.
And in some places, it will be very dense, and my stitches will be much closer together, so they aren't going to open up. So it'll be much more solid. And that's where the control comes.
That's an incredibly complex thought process.
But it's just, it's all intellectual, and I love mind games. You know, when I'm sitting and working, I'm always just thinking, well, let's see, what if I move this way, it'll move that way, I'll move this way. But I think a lot of artists do that. Mm-hmm. We do it in different ways, but we do it. I mean,
do you think that's the appeal of making the art, is it's being in that process of thinking?
You know, there are sometimes real surprises. Sometimes things happen that you didn't expect, or things don't look the same. Even though I've done this for a long time and I know what the process is going to be and what hopefully what the end result is going to look like, sometimes I'll be very surprised. And every once in a while, I make a mistake. I look at it and I think, this just doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. Then it's called ripping it out. You know, you make fewer and fewer of those mistakes, though, the more times you do something. And I think I'm one of these people who loves challenges. I mean, you throw a challenge at me and I'll think, man, how can I do this? Mm-hmm. How can I make this work? Uh-huh. How can this be fun and exciting for me? That's always part of that's got to be part of the gig for me. It's got to be fun.
Well, I can see how the found objects would be exciting to you. Yep. In the past, how can you make this fit into?
And just the whole process has to make me smile. I just have to be smiling while I'm doing it. If I'm unhappy and frowning, that's not a good sign.
Well, this is a road trip. This road trip is something that should make a lot of people smile.
We love
just
it.
Getting to drive about, seeing the art that's being it made is. In this region.
And I have to tell people that a couple of the years when I wasn't involved with this, I actually did the road trip, because that's the unfortunate part about being on the road trip. We don't get to see the other artists on the road trip. Hmm. So it's fun to do this. I would say impossible to do in one day. I think you need to take both days if you're going to really see any amount of these artists, because they're spread. Primarily, it's all off of Highway 71. You know, it's primarily Highway 71, and then it spreads off of that. The vast majority are right around Highway 71.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of artists in Storm Lake and around Peterson.
Right.
Up in Okoboji, of course. I mean, I'm looking at the map, which you can find on the website. But yeah.
And the trouble with it is, all the artists like to talk, and if you engage the artists at all, you'll get conversations like we're having. You know? Yeah. And of course, I'll have work there, and I'll be working on, and people always have questions.
Oh, so
to
you'll
ask.
Actually be.
Oh yeah, a number of us do. A number of us actually bring supplies and work while we're there. Yep. Oh,
that adds a nice dimension to
it. Yeah, David Strom is an artist from Storm Lake. He's a drawer. Mm-hmm. And he is always working on drawings. And I always tell people, and he always is usually close enough to me that I tell people, David and I do the same thing. He does it with ink, and I do it with yarn. Uh-huh. I just use the yarn as an excuse to draw.
Yes. Yes. So are you simpatico in a lot of ways?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I really appreciate your coming in and talking with me, Tim.
Well, glad.
It's been a lot of fun. I've been talking with Tim Aaron McElrath, chair of the Artisans Road Trip Board. His work, as well as the work of 34 other artists, will be on view for the road trip this Saturday and Sunday. You can find out more about Tim and the other artists, as well as a map of all the stops, at artisansroadtrip.com. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.